It's Friday, the 3rd of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. African countries have lost almost $55 billion worth of travel and tourism revenues in 3 months. That's because of the coronavirus pandemic, the African Union Commissioner for Infrastructure and Energy has said. Some airlines in the continent will not make it post-COVID-19, she has warned. South African Airways is quite possibly one of these. It has been a significant drain on state coffers, requiring billions of rands of bailouts. But the Department of Public Enterprises says shutting SAA will cause severe hardship. The Department of Public Enterprises is urging SAA stakeholders to support business rescue rather than liquidation. South Africa recorded its first current account surplus in 17 years in the first quarter of 2020. This was as the trade balance more than doubled, according to central bank data. The current account swung to a surplus of 1.3% of gross domestic product, which equates to about 70 billion rand. That was in January to March, from a deficit of 1.3% of GDP in the previous 3 months. The last recorded surplus was in the first quarter of 2003. The current account is part of a country's balance of payments that shows transactions of goods and services with the rest of the world, as well as primary and secondary income. South Africa shut down much of its economy at the end of March in one of the world's strictest coronavirus lockdowns, and this will have affected imports and exports at the start of the second quarter. Two people were killed on Thursday in an explosion at Astron Energy's 100,000-barrel-per-day refinery in Cape Town. Astron Energy, which is majority owned by commodities trader Glencore, said the fire at South Africa's third biggest crude oil refinery started at around 4 a.m. It has promised a full investigation at the Milnerton plant, which was restarting after undergoing extended maintenance. There has been a shake-up at Allan Gray, South Africa's largest privately owned asset manager, starting with a new chief investment officer. Duncan Artis takes over from Andrew Lapping, who will be leaving Allan Gray and asset management towards the end of this year. There are also other appointments with new equity and fixed interest fund managers and some individuals redeployed elsewhere in the firm. Financial advisors have recently criticized Allan Gray's investment performance. Tesla has overtaken Toyota as the world's most valuable automaker. Shares of Tesla, which have more than doubled since the start of the year, climbed as much as 3.5% in intraday trading on Wednesday, says Bloomberg. Tesla now has a market capitalization of $207.2 billion. This surpasses Toyota's $201.9 billion, says Bloomberg. A look at our shares were trading on the JSE late on Thursday. Telkom was the best performer, gaining 9%. MTN was not far behind with a gain of just over 8%. Leading stocks down was Truworths, which shed just under 3%. Late on Thursday, R16.98 would get you $1, R21.17 would buy you £1, while R19.07 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.